T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That you fear most in football staring you right in the face.
Mark Grody.
I call him a maniac, stone maniac.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
You had to overcome the mystique. It was almost like an odor. He exuded a kind of a presence.
Sideline reporter for Bears Radio, WBBM.
His whole damn life was football. Wasn't driving a pretty car. Wasn't going to the local bar and pounding your chest, I'm the greatest. It was the opposite.
Mark Grody.
He was Moby Dick in a goldfish bowl.
Mark Grody with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Mark Grody in studio. Our conversation brought to you by global biotech company Horizon Therapeutics, where our mission to transform patients' lives is personal. They're 2-1, Grody. Bears.
Bears!
Yeah!
2-1. I have to say, this has been a really good Bears Monday in all the different aspects of it, from the fans to the players to the hosts here on The Score to the coaches, and even after the game yesterday. Everybody knows what happened yesterday. The Bears got pretty lucky to win that game, or at least be in position to win, because the Texans were not taking anything yesterday either that was put on a tray for them. But what everybody realized immediately in this game, and even in the locker room, I could tell you from reactions, that they won, but something is wrong still. Something is very wrong with the Bears offense still. Even Justin Fields, right before I sat down to do the one-on-one interview with him for WBBM, he kind of like came in, from the shower and just kind of lays back in his locker, sort of in exhaustion, just like, woo. And I put him on mic. We start to talk, and right away he just starts ripping his own play. I didn't play. Hey, I'm glad we won, but I was bad today. And that's the tone that the majority of people have taken with it. So it's been a very sound Bears Monday in that regard.
All right. So theoretically, getting wins while you're learning on the offense is good. Ideally, you'd think about it like that, but do we know if this offense is going to progress? What do we know about this passing offense possibly progressing or not?
Well, and let's get into it with the head coach of the Bears, Matt Eberflus, who spoke earlier today at Hallis Hall. I was in attendance, and I asked him, hey, what specifically does Justin Fields need to work on this week?
Yeah, I would just say keep on working on his footwork. The footwork and then the timing. The timing of it, when to get the ball out of his hands. And, a lot of that is, the pocket too at times. We were looking at the film, so we got to make sure we have a clean pocket for him to ride the pocket up and then deliver the ball. And, again, it's never one guy. It's also more about the protection. Make sure we shore that up the best we can, and also the timing of the routes and making sure we're timing that up. So we're getting better every week. We had some good explosive passes in this game, which we are excited about. We're going to build off of those and keep going forward.
I know the footwork was something that you guys worked on with him a lot, right from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Did it come untangled
in this game, or is it still a work in progress?
No, I don't think that's true. I just think that we just need more consistency on it, and he's getting better at that. He's getting better at that. And, again, that breaks down sometimes when the protection breaks down, which in every game, protection does break down both sides. So that was some of it.
You know, it's interesting. This is not an offense expert, a quarterback expert. This is the head coach. So you listen to him for the tone he's going to set. And then I assume some of the details are things that he's giving you that he's talked about with Luke Getsy, that he's talked about with Justin Fields. So you hear footwork, but timing, getting the ball out at the right time. That's a huge deal to all of them, isn't it?
It is a huge deal. I was a little alarmed, though, to hear him bring up the footwork. And I know that when you work on something in the preseason, in the OTAs, it doesn't mean, okay, automatically that's taken care of and he's fixed his footwork. But it seemed like that was the thing that they talked about and that they said that was getting better and progressing. And then the first thing out of his mouth was, and maybe this is just what he knows, is footwork. And then I followed up on that, and then he kind of was like, oh, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. But I don't know. The timing is huge and ultimately a bigger issue. But that they're still working on the footwork aspect of it, a little bit concerning.
Yeah, and I mean, if we were not totally thrilled with his tone, body language, and all that stuff, even if the other controversy about the fans was manufactured last week, it did feel, Grody, and you've seen him now after every game, did it feel like it was almost like calculated, like, I'm going to be accountable, I'm going to say that I played like trash, like it. That is what a leader does, right? Putting himself down even in a win?
It did feel like that. I think we're going to have to wait for another Bears loss, if there is another Bears loss this year.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I was out of line right there. But we're going to have to wait till the next really rough loss for the team to really see
that makes sense.
If Justin Fields is that way. But yes, I mean, like I said, I didn't know where the interview was going to go with him yesterday when I sat down with him, and it immediately went to him, you know, taking himself to I didn't even have to ask about the interceptions. He got into them. He told me about both of them and what went wrong. So he was very interested in showing that he is culpable for what goes on out there, and that he didn't have a good game.
So Getsy will speak later in the week. Fields, yes. Later in the week. You got a little more from Eberflus, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I heard you guys talking earlier with Trent Dilfer about that the equation of whether you're developing the quarterback or trying to win. And obviously the Bears were trying to win that game with the amount of runs, with some of the play calling on third down. How do you square those things up? And here is Matt Eberflus on that idea.
Is there a conflict of interest that kind of naturally comes about in terms of getting him those game reps and those live scenarios versus doing what may be best for you guys to win the game, considering that you are running the ball so well right now?
Yeah, I mean, you always look at that, but it's always going to be the first. You know, we're going to try to – we're doing everything we can to win the game. You know, that's the most important thing, that, you know, what's the style we would have to play to win that particular game. You know, and it changes. You know, that changes every week to week. You know, this week we were in a mode where it was a style which we had to play to win the game, and it came out in the right end.
I mean, good. Like that, he needs to say that, and we've been talking about it all show. I have no problem with that as the guy who does believe that Fields' development is way more important than wins and losses. I understand completely that that is an easy thing for a talk show host or a general manager to think. It's not something that a head coach, a position coach, or a player in the locker room can think. So I never expect those guys to really entertain our hypotheticals on that. I don't. It would not make sense.
But head coach is about winning the game. Period.
Of course.
And saying that you're about
as winning. Are the players. Yeah. They have period. To be. They're the guys who get cut, whose contracts aren't guaranteed, and all of that. But if you injected Ryan Poles with truth serum, I bet you he'd like a little bit more quarterback development. And what I still think is totally valid are situations within the game where it's 3rd and 6 on your own 14-yard line, you're up 10-7 in the second quarter, and you hand the ball off to Tristan Ebner.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yes.
Like he has to be, if he's playing in the NFL, he's good enough to attempt a pass there, right? He's not going to take a sack for a safety at the 14-yard line. Like, you can, that is a reasonable spot to have him throw the ball.
That was very disappointing with all the timeouts left, and obviously the crowd, I'm sure you get, came through loud and clear on the television too, the boos that were raining down, and I was like, here we are in this again. When those boos started again, I was like, oh boy, this is you know, this is back to Mitch Trubisky when it started to go bad with him.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like that was the worst professional day of Justin's career, and I think a lot of Bears fans stopped believing yesterday. yesterday. A lot of Bears fans seemed to turn on him yesterday, and we'll see what happens. But that's certainly what it felt like in the circles I was in, and what it sounded like on the broadcast.
I think that the people who were like 100% blind positivity towards him when he was drafted are just starting to wonder now, and it's very easy to bring yourself back in by looking at the number of 13 starts now in his NFL career. I mean, he's still, you know, he's basically a rookie still, like in terms of the amount of games. And I think you got to play at least a season's worth of games to say that you are an official starter in the league. So it's easy to bring yourself back down. But I totally understand why people are concerned. Another one of the reasons was, hey, right from the very first snap, there's a fumble between Sam Mustipher and Justin Fields, and there was a decent amount of sloppiness in the game as well offensively, and here is the fluce on that.
A couple times where I think Justin tripped over David one time, he tripped over Braxton, he had a snap infraction. Was there one overarching theme at all, or is each kind of play just individual breakdown?
Yeah, I would say it's individual. You know, it's just, you know, you're always searching for consistent, sustained execution. You know, that's a fancy way of saying it, execute one play at a time, right? So that's what we're searching for. And, you know, when you get, you know, those plays, what that does is put you behind. You know, put you behind. Certainly when we have first down. You know, first down efficiency is always big on both sides of the ball for us. So we got to make sure we're clean in that regard, so we're ahead of the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is probably true. It would fit into that the passing game is disjointed. Right, my guess is that tripping over Braxton Jones on the left tackle was one specific thing, and then the center exchange is one specific mistake, and like they can go back and look at the film of all of those things and diagnose why each one happened as a one of one thing. But when you zoom out, and he's got 297 passing yards in three games, and he's tripping over guys and all that stuff, it's like, well, that's when you want to start saying, what the hell is the problem here with the overall passing attack?
Right. There's nothing to hide it.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, cool.
And then you'll do another segment because I want to hear about your day on the sideline too, because, you know, that's why we love you.
Also, my favorite cut I'm going to play too was from Cole Kmet today.
Okay. We'll do that coming up. Mark Grody in studio on The Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
The afternoon show, the police of 670, The Score.
Afternoons on The Score.
Moby Dick and Mark Grody in Studio 2 segment Bears Report back from Halas Hall. You said Cole Kmet is your favorite piece of audio of the day.
He said today something that every fan, every coach, every rooting media member has been thinking and wanting to say for about the last 50 years of Bears football.
We recognize on offense we got a lot of work to do, and you know, we want to be the reason why we win games. You know, the defense is, since I've been here, bailed us out multiple times. And, you know, obviously broke ground with a great play at the end with the interception to seal the game. But, you know, I want to be part of the reason why we win. I don't know if that sounds selfish, you know, offensively, but I want the offense to be the reason why we win a game. And that's what we're working towards.
Oh,
amen.
Speaking for so many right there.
It's like, no, it's not selfish at all. It's okay. No. Go ahead. Do it.
Well, you know why? Because he's a Bears fan. Right.
That's true.
He's seen it his whole life.
Jack Sanborn said the same thing.
The guy knows. He's like, I'm sick and tired of watching Urlacher and Briggs and Peanut carry Rex's sorry ass. Like
Michael Schofield just texted me that he agrees.
Yeah, that's what it is. Amen, Cole Kmet.
Those are the guys. We need a cut from one of those guys every single Monday.
You know what? I can probably make that happen.
Right?
Don't let any of the guys that grew up around here leave the team. Not for our purposes.
Hey, Sanborn, what do you think of the Packers? Come here.
All right, so what happened to you?
Okay, let's start with Robert Quinn. I think that's probably the more entertaining one of these two cuts. I'm not really sure, Tanny. You think so? Okay.
Well, I like them both.
Okay.
You go chronological right after the game, you know, you're on the field, so the excitement going on.
The second one I actually don't like, but I know that the people will be entertained by it.
Oh,
so
thank
you. I'm going to take the hit. Robert Quinn, you know, this is the show. You guys like steak. You guys like gift certificates. That's what this show really is all about.
Those are two of our big values. It's what we stand for.
You guys are very unique. You guys are very unique when it comes down to that. And somehow, Robert Quinn, usually a pretty serious dude. You guys have heard him in a press conference.
Yeah, sure.
You know, just laid back and whatever answers the questions.
You got him going about steaks and gift certificates.
I got him going about steaks and gift certificates.
I mean, I try to keep it simple, so, yeah.
See, that's why I like talking to you, and that's why I'm going to try to get you a steak.
Yeah.
Robert.
I need two. I need one for my wife, too.
Okay, I'm going to put the pressure on my boss, Ron Gleason, right now, who's listening and is in charge of the gift card. So I'm going to see to it that you get a bundle.
Yeah, well, I'll take it. If he joins, we can put it on his credit card, right?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Put it on the company credit card. I like that. Thank you, Ron.
That's a tax write-off.
Oh, my goodness. I like the way you're talking. You're a businessman, aren't you?
I'm learning. Over the years, I learn.
That's a veteran for you.
That is a delightful man.
Isn't he delightful?
Oh, I'm such a fan.
$112 million in career earnings for Robert Quinn.
Oh, and Shane.
Yeah, but free steak is invaluable.
So after that, about 5 minutes later, he walks out of the locker room, and I was standing right by the exit, and I just said to him, I said, you know, what, you getting medium rare? And he looks at me like I had just said something really horrible about his mother, because he's like, you crazy? He's like medium well. He's like, I'm from the South. So I don't know if that's like a South thing where you got to cook your steak.
Jalen
a little bit
said
more.
The same thing.
Yeah,
he said
I know.
Medium well, but yeah. Also a little bit of pink.
What do you call that? Exactly. I
guess medium well rare.
With a little bit of
nothing.
Pink.
With a little
pink.
Medium plus? Is that what the kids are calling
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I guess.
It's not
guess.
A real thing. I will die on go, that dude. Hill. Medium plus, medium rare plus, not a real thing. The chef is going to cook
not?
It how they want to cook it. It's not a real thing.
Oh, really?
They don't have that kind of control.
Every time I order rare plus, which is my order, I feel great about myself, and I feel like I'm one-upping somebody at the table.
I've never heard of Rare Plus before in my life. It sounds ridiculous.
See? I would have one-upped you. You would have been like, wow, Grody's really, you know,
very
cultured.
Sophisticated.
Yeah, very sophisticated Grody.
I thought it was a streaming service.
No one would have ever thought that.
Yeah. People think they're getting that half degree between rare and medium rare when they say Rare Plus. They think they're just saying something that they sound smarter than
yeah,
everyone else.
That's what
steakhouse.
I like about it. Dumbass. Yeah.
Redirect.
All right. So,
what else happened?
Oh, so I wanted to get Roquan Smith off the field. And it was a struggle.
Down to Mark Grody in a Horizon Therapeutics sideline report. The Bears are 2-1.
Well, guys, I'm still working on somebody.
Got to get Roquan, man.
Yeah, I asked for Roquan, and he got whisked away. So oh. 4 minutes. Okay, all right. Playing interference here with me, so I'm going to get into the
scrum.
Get
you
into
know
the
what?
Fray.
I'll talk to Robert Quinn right here. Whoa, and Robert just went running. All right. Let's see what we can come up with here. Get Darnell Mooney. Hey, Darnell.
Did you get him? He saved me. He said, and all he talked about was how horrible he was. And then he was at the jugs machine for an hour
jugs
after
machine.
The game.
Oh my God!
Breathless Grody chasing Bears.
I had him too.
And Jody acts like you got to get Robert Quinn.
I'm
trying, Jeff.
What happened was, just for people who really care and want to know, the network gets first dibs, and they wanted him. So what can I do? You know.
Nothing you can do there. It's a tough spot.
Got some extra steps, you know.
Yeah, I would have liked to see you sprinting after Robert Quinn.
Oh, I was a mess. My back jingling. It's great.
Oh, my God. Congratulations to the Odyssey softball team for making the championship game. They're playing in Forest Park tonight at the 16-inch softball.
Yeah, congratulations.
Hall of Fame. Shane Reardon, the best player on the team, the manager of the team. Captain of the team, the heart and soul of the team.
I'm not the best player on the team. Don't throw that out there.
Cody, Cody, Dom, Cody.
Cody, yeah,
actually,
I'd say Cody.
Shane's hitting fifth, so you're, I mean,
yeah,
good for
yeah,
you.
I put myself in the final.
I got
order.
You. I got you. Yeah.
I feel terrible that I'm not able to make it.
Sure.
I do.
Yeah, he feels horrible.
He's struggling with it spiritually.
I mean, I'm going to get over it.
Thank God you brought it back.
Oh, yeah, Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for working.
Yeah. A couple of bad Jews, but Happy New Year.
Yeah. Yeah. The vibes have been so good.
Hey, we're not allowed to say bad Jews or Jew holiday, according to Mitch. So yeah.
Vibes are still
dump
good.
It. I hope you dumped it.
Vibes are still good. Shana Tova.
Yes.
To Danny, to all my Jewish friends out there.
To all those who are
and
observing.
And a Cesar Tovar to you.
Enjoy your apples and honey.
Cesar Cedeno.
Good luck tonight. Hey, are you going to tweet out the link to the broadcast to watch Gio?
Already scheduled it. It'll tweet out at 7:30.
So I don't have to worry about it later.
Priorities.
So I can get in the right headspace.
For all of our Jewish friends, be safe when you drive home.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Farmio.
Thank you to Trent Dilfer, Jalen Johnson, and Mark Grody. They were our guests today. Connor O'Donnell, Twitch chat and video stream. Thank you, sir. Shane Ridden, our executive producer, third baseman, and five-hole hitter and manager of the soon-to-be championship Odyssey softball team. By the way, you guys are my guys. By the way,
screw you. You're a piece of trash.
Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, he's saying I'm cursing him.
Oh,
you're looking confused.
Oh, my guys. Oh, no.
I'm Danny Parkins. Oh, there's a 0% chance you're losing tonight.
Oh, my God.
This is The Score.
Today was the worst one. Today was, that's not acceptable. It was terrible. Execution, effort, everything. It was kind of embarrassing. That was bad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.